Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh, this brings me back. Yes, it brings me back for sure. About 2005, I think, was the year. 2005, 2006. Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend, everybody. The Barley Brothers and Nancy Whiskey. I haven't heard this in a long, long time. I actually heard a number of songs this week, digging through my collection that I haven't heard in a while. This is one of them, and there's a story. I wanted to pick something that represented St. Patrick's Day in a way. And I got thinking about the Barley Boys. And it takes me back to 2005. You see, my grandpa Dan, who was mostly Irish, and he married a woman from Germany. So together, German-Irish. My mom is mostly Italian, so I'm Italian, Irish, and German. My grandpa, Dan, he was absolutely fascinated by his heritage, the whole Irish thing, and marrying a German. He was big into German culture. But what he was not into was music. Whenever I would go over to his place, I always heard stories of our family and stories of heritage, and he would show photo albums and so on. As a kid, I didn't necessarily appreciate it all that much. I look back on it now, and I wish I was a little bit older to actually take it all in and appreciate it instead of me being little 10-year-old Morgan. But, you know, I do remember a number of things. And one day, watching QVC with my mother, on came this CD they were trying to sell for the Barley Boys. And they sampled some of the songs on the TV station there, Nancy Whiskey being one of them. And Mom and I thought that Grandpa Dan would absolutely love this Barley Boys CD, but he didn't like music. So there was a gamble here. He didn't like very much music. He did like Neil Diamond, I know that much. But for the most part, you know, if he was in the car, the radio was off, or he was listening to News Talk Radio, okay? So he wasn't a music guy. Well, then one day I get a phone call from Grandpa that he absolutely loved that Barley Boys CD. And I thought, well, that's nice, especially since Grandpa's not so much into music. I thought that was cool that I was able to get him something that he appreciated. Many years later, many, many, many years later, probably somewhere around 2010, so about 5 years later, I get in the car with him and he's driving and he turns it on. And what's playing? It's Nancy Whiskey by the Barley Boys. I said, Grandpa, I knew you liked the CD, but you're still listening to it? He says, this is all I listen to in the car. So whenever I hear that song, and it has been a while, I always think about that moment with my grandpa, Dan, and just wanted to wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day weekend. paying tribute to some of my Irish lineage there in my fun memory with Grandpa Dan. Now, if you follow me on social media at MC News Talk, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram at MC News Talk, I always post a little video promo on Friday evenings teasing what's coming up on the show today. And if you happen to see that video, you know that today you're in store for none other than, drumroll everybody, a solo show. We call it the Stream of Consciousness program with yours truly, Morgan Cunningham. It started out of necessity. And a producer at Fox 61, it appears, I don't know her personally, but she follows me on social media. So, hey, that's cool. Everybody's welcome at MC News Talk. I posted this video and she writes a comment. She says, as a producer and a booker, I could appreciate this. I love this, Morgan. Well, it started out of necessity when I had a guest cancel on me less than 2 days before my Saturday talk show a number of months ago. And I said to myself, well, my audience deserves new content, not best of. And I really want to do a show. I look forward to it every single weekend. So we're just going to pontificate on various things happening across Connecticut. And that is the Stream of Consciousness show. That actually was a name that somebody recommended to me. They're like, you know, it was really great listening to you. It was a stream of consciousness. So welcome aboard. I do want to talk about something serious, though, right out of the gate. You may have heard, and I led with it in my newscast earlier in the week, the Coe Pond Dam in Seymour is at risk of breaching. Unfortunately, I don't have much of an update, and that is of concern, of course, but it's worth noting that this dam could blow at any moment, and I have not received any kind of update or word what is going on with the dam. Now, here's the backstory in case you missed it, because this hasn't been getting talked about a whole lot. It did get some news coverage. Like I said, it made my newscasts. It led at one point in the week. The papers, the TV stations picked up on it, but it didn't create the buzz that I thought it would on the heels of the emergency that happened just about 2.5 months ago, not even, hardly, back in Basra. You remember the Fitchville Pond Dam sprung a leak. It didn't breach. Originally, we thought that it had let go and that it breached. It did not. It was simply put a leak. And that leak caused significant flooding in Basra and Greater Norwich. It flooded out parking lots. Some businesses were ruined. They had to be cleaned up. They had to be rebuilt. People were forced to leave their homes. There were mandatory evacuations. And that was just a leak. What if that thing had breached? And here we are talking about a dam that they have found to be, these are the exact words from the Gomez and Sullivan engineering firm report dated March 6th of 2024, an imminent public safety threat is how they classify the dam, and they question its structural integrity, and they say that there is possible loss of life should it give way. Now, this did get attention. I'm not trying to say that it didn't, but there were some questions that I wasn't getting earlier in the week, and I wanted to dig into because this is important for Connecticut, because Connecticut has some of the most dams than any other state in this country. We have, according to the Connecticut DEEP, that's the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, we have over 4,000 dams in Connecticut. Bet you didn't know that. And about 84% of those dams are not owned by the state government. They're not owned by your local government. They're owned by individuals, businesses, people that have a property, they have a dam on it. So they are privately held, most of them, 84% of the dams. They have to be privately maintained. According to the DEEP, they have to be registered with the state government. They have to comply with state regulations, naturally. They have to submit to reporting and engineering tests and so on and so forth. They have to file emergency plans with the state. So all of that is taken care of, but they're privately held. And there's 4,000 of them. Here's something that's also fascinating. If you think that this dam situation in Seymour and the one earlier this year in Basra don't apply to you, listen to this. The U.S. Army Corps reports that Connecticut hosts 54 dams per every 100 miles of free-flowing rivers. 54 dams per every 100 miles of free-flowing rivers. That is more than any other state in this nation per river mile. The national average for that figure is 6. 6. We have 48 more on average in Connecticut. That is alarming. And this year alone, and we're only about 3 months in, we have had one dam almost give way, sprung a leak, and now we're learning about this one in Seymour that is an imminent public safety threat and is worth questioning its structural integrity. Now, that's alarming. And the one thing that I did not hear happen this week, nobody seemed to ask the question, well, what do we do if it does, in fact, spring a leak? What do we do if it breaches altogether? A big crack, and it floods out Seymour and Ansonia and Derby, because this pond, this co-pond and its dam is just actually off the Naugatuck River. It feeds into the river. It's upstream of Ansonia and Derby, goes basically right along Route 8 and also Metro North. Well, that's a concern. That's a pretty congested area. It's far more congested, in fact, than Basra is, that's for sure. And it's far, far more congested than Norwich is. And Norwich is fairly populated and has a good amount of business and so on. But the Seymour area and Ansonia Derby and the train line, definitely worthy of even greater concern, greater threat. And then the Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments did not hide anything related to this threat. They came out right out of the gate, and they were talking about how the dam's owner, Kennytown Hydro, has to mitigate the threat. They have written a letter to them. They want that water behind the dam to be lowered. They have to fix that dam or remove it altogether, do something to it. So they've made that official request. They put a notice out on social media. They probably could have posted it more times just to get people aware, but they did not answer the question what to do if this dam actually does break. And so I wrote to the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. This is about a day after the story broke, and I was thinking about this. And I said to them, well, are you aware of this, number one? Because the NVCOG says that you're aware, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you are aware. So I wanted to make sure, number one, are you aware of what this situation is and what it's all about? And number two, what's the plan? What's the plan to fix this? What's the plan to mitigate any kind of risk? What's the plan for people who live around the dam? What's the plan for Metro North? There's a lot going on here, a lot of moving parts. So they replied almost immediately. Not much time had gone by when I heard back from our kind State Deep spokesperson, and he sent me plenty of information. Basically, they're still working to get answers from the owner of the dam. Now, they're taking this very seriously, and it should be noted that the State Deep has emergency control of any dam in Connecticut, even though 86% of them are, in fact, privately held. The truth of the matter is that in the event of an emergency, such as the Fitchville Pond Dam in Basra, Norwich, then they can get in and act. But obviously, you don't want to be getting in there and acting when the thing springs a leak, when it cracks and everything floods. Well, that's perhaps a little bit too late. So what can be done ahead of time? So they are saying that they are coordinating with the owner of the dam, and they say that they have also reached out to the Federal Energy Regulatory Authority to see what kind of response they have as well to this situation. Well, that's great. Then they told me that if I wanted more information on how to prepare people who live specifically in this area, but I also wanted to do kind of a general PSA, what to do if you're living near any dam. How do you prepare for any kind of failure? Because this is a man-made structure, and as you know in life, anything made by man, be it a rule, be it something physical, guess what? It can be broken by man. I learned that many years ago. Those are actually words from an old history teacher of mine. If it's made by man, it can be broken by man. So never forget that. So a dam is man-made, therefore it can be broken by man, and it can be broken by Mother Nature as well. So they told me to write to the State Department of Emergency Management and Homeland Security to get my questions about emergency preparedness answered. So I did, and I heard no response. They didn't get back to me, at least at the time of this program. They have not responded to me. I just simply said, what's the plan? And I gave a little background about what I was inquiring about and what I was looking for, but no response. Now, that's alarming. It's alarming that I go on their social media and I haven't seen anything about this. Maybe they've gone locally in that area and they've talked about this, but wouldn't you think that you would use this opportunity, this near crisis, to educate the public about what to do in this kind of an emergency? So I ended up going to the federal department, that would be FEMA. I wanted to know, what do you do in the event of a dam leak or breach? Well, I will tell you what I learned next on WTIC News Talk 1080. Find me on social media at MC News Talk. What does FEMA have to say about this?
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Recognizing the best fans on Spotlight Connecticut.
Hi, I'm John Hiller from Granby, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I would imagine that John is probably driving around right now, and he is excited to hear what I found out from FEMA, which I will tell you was semi-disappointing, but better than nothing at all. But John, thank you for being out there and listening. He loves when I do the solo shows. And I've already heard from several people on social media at MC News Talk that they're digging this. I got to try to do this once a month. You know, I love the guests. I love those shows. But sometimes as time goes on and you develop and you come up with a shtick, and as I said on my social media post, my little video that I put up last night, sometimes guests cancel, which was not the case this week. This was actually intentional. And you just have to live with it and get by. And the best solution is basically yourself. Now, we're talking about the Copan Dam in Seymour. The dam is ready to breach, according to a report that came out. It is an imminent public safety threat, says the Gomez and Sullivan engineering firm report that's dated March 6th of this year. The report questions in no uncertain terms the dam's structural integrity. And it raised a question in my mind. What do you do in the event that you live near a dam? There are 4,000 in Connecticut, 4,000. That's among the most of any state in this nation, and we have the most per river mile in Connecticut than any other country in any other state in the great country of America. And so I had to know, as a public safety lesson, if you will, what do you do if you live near a dam and you need to prepare accordingly? And I'm glad that the state DEEP is on this. I'm glad that the Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments is on this. But nobody is telling me about the emergency preparation aspect of it. And when I reached out to the State Department of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, I received no response. So I went online, and our friends at FEMA do, in fact, have something. It's called Be Aware of Potential Risk of Dam Failure in Your Community. Probably could have been a better title, but I guess that tells you everything that you need to know about the document. Now, right off the gate, my first problem with this report is that it is dated August of 2016. That's 8 years and a pandemic ago. A lot can change in 8 years. And if you go through the PDF that they have on the internet, some of the links that they have in this document don't actually work. And that's a problem because they're telling you to learn more about your emergency action plans at a dam nearest you. Click on this link and it takes you to an actual Army military website run by the U.S. government. And you're supposed to there learn about the emergency plan that is for a dam in your area. But the link doesn't work because it's outdated. So I ended up finding the correct link, which is long and cumbersome. I'll share it in a moment. But this link, which I will give you, is only good for dams that are owned by the government, not private dams. You cannot find information about private dams on this website, and I don't know why, but when only about 16% of dams in Connecticut are owned by government entities, that is a significant problem. So the website is nid.sec.usace.army.mil/#. Now, anybody that wants that link, you can find me on social media at MC News Talk. That's probably easier to remember, at MC News Talk, and I will get you the information that you're requesting. But I will go through it now on the show. This is, in fact, the best possible list that I could find for the topic at hand, which is preparing in the event of a dam leak or a dam breach. Step number one, you've got to know your risk. So if you live near a dam, you ought to be aware of it. And you want to be aware of how big it is, how close are you to it, how much water is behind the dam itself. It doesn't have to be a big dam, but there could be a lot of water behind it. And so you ought to know, number one, what is your risk? And if you are aware of your risk, contact your government offices, because there are emergency action plans that should be filed for each and every single dam. What do you do in the event that it does actually breach? Know who's responsible. That would be the owner of the dam. Now, in Connecticut, about 85-86% of them are owned by individuals and by entities, not the federal government. And so that is key right there, because if you think that you're going to call the deep, chances are they are not the ones that are responsible for the dam. Review the emergency plan ahead of time. Plan an evacuation route. Make sure that you have flood insurance if you live nearby, because if it does leak, if it does breach, water can cause a lot of problems, that's for sure. And pre-protect your home from a flood, especially if you know that it is imminent. So that is what the FEMA guidelines go over. That's what they say is best in the event that you do have a flood emergency. Now, I'll recap that in a moment, but I do want to go to our break with a really lovely song. And we'll dedicate this to a listener who goes by Uncle Marty's niece. That's not her name, but she lives with her Uncle Marty. And so we jokingly call her Uncle Marty's niece. And I figured that she would like this, because she likes it when I pick bumper songs that are unexpected. We'll be back.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Had to let that play out a little bit. Love this song. You know, there's a guy that works in Connecticut radio who once listened to this song. He claims 936 times in a row on a cassette tape, driving back to Connecticut, I believe after having gone to Graceland. Now that takes devotion. That is a serious Elvis Presley fan. Morgan Cunningham with you on our Stream of Consciousness edition.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Today of the Spotlight Connecticut talk show, where I normally talk about fun things, but we've been talking about something serious and important because, well, it's worthy of a little bit of talk time about how to prepare for an emergency dam situation and also what to do in the event it fails and where to find information that can actually help you, being that Connecticut has 4,000 dams in it, 84% privately owned. And so if you think that the state's going to automatically help you if you're aware of a dam situation, might not happen. So you need to know where to go and how to get that information. The reason I played Elvis, I do have something to say about Priscilla. She's going to be in Connecticut, but I want to wrap up those thoughts on the dams, and then we can move on. So when I think about failures this past week with the Copan Dam in Seymour and how they're working to prevent a further issue with that dam, and I applaud that, and they have gotten in front of the issue for the most part, at least the Deep and the Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments have. They have gotten in front of this issue, and they have said, look, we're aware of this problem, we're working on it, and well done. I'm proud, and I'm glad that they have done that. But I think that there's something here that could be done to actually make this better in the future, because it seems as if we have two dams that are troubled in about 2-3 months' time. Well, in May or June, are we going to have another one? Then in August, September, a fourth? So when is the next problem going to happen? And when it does happen, how can we get information out to the public as quickly and as smoothly and as easily as we can, especially the emergency plans that people might need if they live near a troubled dam? Again, many of which are in Connecticut. Connecticut has almost the most dams in all of the country, certainly per river mile. So being that I did not hear back from the Department of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, being that I did not hear back any kind of clear plan what to do in the event of emergency, you've got a FEMA document online that has some good information, but bad links, and it's 8 years out of date. We need something that is more turnkey. And also that website that has the wrong link. And when I looked up the correct website from that FEMA document, it brought me to a website that only has information about state-owned or government-owned dams, which is only about 15% of dams in Connecticut. So what can we do here? Well, I think that what the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection ought to consider is a portal online where all information concerning all dams, all 4,000 some odd number of them in Connecticut, where you can find information about the emergency plans, where you can find information about the ownership, where you can find engineering information and records. I think that that information really ought to be available to the public, especially if you're new to an area and you don't know exactly where to be. I mean, we're living in an era where everything is digital, where everything is easy to find. You can have an interactive map. And I'm not trying to be critical. I think that this is the time to learn from possible issues and improve them and develop them before there's something even worse than the Fitchville Pond Dam situation that happened in January of this year, which was a pretty big scare that didn't turn out to be a major crisis, but it really could have been. So I would hope if they're listening to this that they would consider a portal where information can easily be found. Maybe it's already on the website, but if it's already on the website, I couldn't find it. I spent about 2 hours researching all of this damn stuff and doing reading on various websites. I know that sounds like a lot of time, but I really did. And the reason it was that long was because I wasn't finding my answers quickly. And that's a problem. So I do hope that the dam situation would be considered in some kind of a portal that the Deep could put up online. If they could do it for the state parks and all of those fun things that they do, I think that they ought to do it as well for the dams. Now, Priscilla Presley, on to something fun here. Priscilla Presley is going to be in Connecticut next weekend at Foxwoods. And I'm sure, you know, given her situation, given her status, given her last name, she's obviously going to bring up the king. Okay. She's going to talk about Elvis. But I want people to realize that when you see Priscilla Presley's name pop up on any kind of billboard, on any kind of website, on any kind of calendar, such as the one at Foxwoods, you ought to be aware that there's more to her than just Elvis. And if I had the chance to interview Priscilla, I would probably ask her one or two questions about Elvis and more about who she is as a person, because she has a fascinating history, especially as an entrepreneur. What I would say to her, you know, for instance, there's a cute story. Tony Orlando, who was on my show a few weeks ago, you may remember, he told a story about how Elvis loved one of his earliest records and he used to play it for Priscilla on the piano. I'd ask her something like that, because most stories about Elvis have been told in public already. If you want to find her talking about Elvis, just go on YouTube. You have tons of options. So I would hope that she'd talk about something else, honestly, at Foxwoods Resort Casino. I know that there are a lot of King fans out there, people who love Elvis. But when you go to see her, if you do go next Saturday night at the Great Cedar Showroom at Foxwoods Resort Casino, she has a lot more to say. I actually forgot that she played and portrayed Jenna Wade from 1983 to 1988 in Dallas. I forgot about that. And I looked up pictures and I said, well, gee, there she is. It was a completely different era for Priscilla. But somebody like her, overshadowed by Elvis Presley, in a good way, not in a bad way, it's hard for somebody like that to stand out on their own. It's hard for them to make a name for themselves. And she did it. That's not anything to be sneezed at. You've got to remember that she is an entrepreneur. Listen to what she did starting in 1979. Just reference this for a moment. What she did inheriting as a co-executor of the Presley estate after Elvis's father died in 1979, Vernon Presley, after that happened, which was 2 years after Elvis had died, just about, she said, look at this. This is the Presley estate, and people who are huge fans of Elvis want to see it. They want to experience it. They want to experience what I had. They want to see the Graceland Mansion. They want to have his music live on. They want to buy Elvis merchandise. And we ought to preserve this rock and roll history for generations going forward. She thought this. She had this vision. It almost reminds me of I Love Lucy, right? Because at the time, what was it, CBS? They weren't thinking about the future. They thought that those shows would do maybe a few runs and then they would be done. And then those episodes and those films, they would be balked and they would be destroyed. And you can still find I Love Lucy today on just about any classic television station that there is. And when they proved that there was a demand for TV shows and reruns, such as I Love Lucy, guess what? The network started to record all of these shows. They sold them as box sets. They're still running them 60, 70 years later. That was the vision that Priscilla Presley had in the late 1970s after the tragic death of Elvis, so that his memory wouldn't die in the 70s or early 80s. But here it is, 2024, and people are still talking about him. People are still going to Graceland. I want to get there. I've never been there. I want to get there because people still like to have that experience of going to Graceland, getting to know a little bit more about the roots of rock and roll as we know it today. And then it was more than that. She turned, she became very influential as far as Elvis's worldwide licensing, so that his music could be used in all kinds of movies and TV programs and so on, music publishing, television and video projects pertaining to Elvis. But there's more to her than just Elvis. But this is one way that she has actually showcased her skills as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, and has continued with that for decades. We're going on 50 years now of this whole Elvis dynasty that she helped preserve. And I think that that is very important to hear her talk. This is going to be a talk that she's doing next Saturday night at the Great Cedar Showroom at Foxwoods Resort Casino. And what she's going to be doing there is hopefully inspiring people who are there in the audience, who are going to perhaps think about that dream that they have. I know I have many dreams. If you talk to any of my close friends or families, I have so many ideas floating around in my head, and I don't know how to make any of them happen. Okay, that's my problem. But I've got a lot of good ideas, and one day I'll find that million-dollar idea, and I'll get it out there. And Priscilla Presley's the kind of inspiration that people like me need. And people who don't know that they have that really good idea, they need to listen to entrepreneurs like Priscilla, because she's somebody who said, I was supposed to be just Elvis's wife, but I'm much more than that. I've got a lot of skill. And she wanted to continue that legacy using her smarts as a businesswoman. But also, she's an actress, too. And she's been doing a lot of stage work. In fact, she's currently developing a stage play about her unique life, her perspective of being a teenage girl growing into a woman thrust into the world of rock and roll, and from there, turning it into a big business empire. She is a fascinating person, and I would have gone after an interview with her if I knew that she was coming sooner. That's my bad. I didn't catch this in time. But I do hope that I will get there next Saturday night. I hope that you'll consider that as well, because there's so much to learn from Priscilla, not just about Elvis. Just listen to her open up about being a businesswoman in 2024.
WTIC in Hartford.
Let's continue.
I like that.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Well, let me tell you, there are so many topics that I had listed out, so many thoughts, so many ideas, so many ways that we could have gone with this stream of consciousness show that I ought to tell my boss, Steve and Janine and Stephanie, I need like 3 hours on a Saturday afternoon just to accomplish it all, because we have ripped through this hour and we're down to the last few minutes. I did hope to talk about the lack of young professional groups in Connecticut. There are many in Fairfield, one that I go to, and long story short, bumped into somebody last week who I had on my talk show. We were just hanging out at a place, a big group of people. And she came up to me, she says, you're Morgan Cunningham from the radio. And of course, this happens to me all the time. And I said, yes, I am. And then I realized, I said, oh, Kathleen from Happy Leash, who was on my talk show a year ago, last January. My show was new. It was like the second or third month. So she was like the sixth guest overall. And she remembered me. I had met her at one of those groups, but it was in Fairfield County. And I don't have access to one in this part of Connecticut. This is just down there, the one that I go to, and I could talk more about it another time when I have more time, but it's just a general group for people in their 20s, 30s, maybe 40s. All ages are welcome, but that's basically the age range of people who go to network. Any industry, you know, I'm there as a broadcaster, but there are insurance people, there are digital people, all these folks that mingle in these young professional groups, and I can't find one in Greater Hartford. I found a few actually that are niche, so maybe an insurance group, a real estate group, and so on. But I'm talking about just one to bring multiple people from multiple sectors together, because that's really what will get things going, because I never thought that I would have a use for somebody that pet watches and runs their own pet watch business. And then I ended up being so fascinated by her story that I brought her on the talk show. See how that works? So that was one topic that I was going to get into. I do want to remind everybody, though, before we wrap up, that Tony Orlando is giving his last performance of all time, his whole career, in Connecticut. It will be next Friday, this coming Friday, 7:30 at the Mohegan Sun Arena. I'm going to be there with my mom. He insists that I, as well as my mother, get backstage to meet him. So we are working to line that up, and I couldn't be more ecstatic and thankful and grateful. And my mom is really looking forward to it. And to be there to meet him at the end of what will be his final performance of all time, multiple decades of performing, that will be the biggest honor to this point in my interview career, having interviewed him last month and getting some of his stories and now being able to meet him. I'm going to probably like scream. I'll try to keep myself composed, but no promise there. That's going to be a fantastic experience. But that aside, I do hope that people can get there, because this is going to be music history at its finest. We're talking about a guy who worked with the likes of Carole King, even did demos for Carole King, helped write a lot of that sound of the 60s and 70s. He's more than just tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Or say, has anybody seen My Sweet Gypsy Rose, a song that I love? And, you know, he told that story about how it was inspired by Rockabye Your Baby, you know. And just go back on the podcast and find that. But Tony Orlando giving his last show of all time at the Mohegan Sun Arena this coming Friday. Show starts around 7:30. You're going to want to be there or be square. Time is running out, literally, to see Tony in what will be his last show ever. So that is something to check out, and it's happening here in Connecticut because he loves Mohegan, and they were good to him the last 20-some-odd years. At first, he thought that it would be a lowly venue, that it wasn't anything that he would play in. Then he tried it, and then he fell in love with it, and he fell in love with the people. And as he told me, when it came time to pick that venue that would be the last show, it wasn't going to be Las Vegas, it wasn't going to be New York, it wasn't going to be New Jersey, it was going to be here in Connecticut. So that is going to be music history happening this coming Friday night, 7:30 at Mohegan Sun. Then you can go and have fun with the nightlife that they have there at Mohegan after you've gotten high on great music, for sure. Now, one other question that I want to answer, we're almost out of time here. People have been writing to say that they absolutely loved the Broadcaster at 100 first installment that we did at the end of February on WTIC. We are marching toward 100. You hear it at the top of every single hour on the station that we're 99 and we're turning 100 years young next February, February 10th, 2025. And a station like ours that has not changed much format in ever. I mean, we've adjusted a few things here and there, but we're still committed to local news and information. That's what we do best, and that's what we've done best for nearly 100 years. We're celebrating that at the end of every month on Spotlight Connecticut, the last Saturday of the month from 2 to 3. It's the Broadcaster at 100 series, and we have one coming up at the end of this month, and it's going to be about WTIC AM and FM and its partnership with the original WTIC TV Channel 3. But if you missed the first episode, go to WTIC.com and under More, click on WTIC 100 Years, and all of the audio related to our anniversary is going to be there. We'll be back next week with hypnotist Michelle P. Russo from Middletown on WTIC. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.